Hey my beautiful people, I hope y'all are doing good. For the newbies, I'm Damon Joshua, the host and producer of the podcast show DJ's Corner, which you're currently listening. And from my day one till now, followers, listeners, subscribers, whatever, welcome back to my show. And so guys, I'm on social medias like Instagram and Twitter. The links are given on the podcast show description. You're always free to follow, give a message or give your suggestions or whatever. I'm open to everything. So in the previous episodes, we've seen about how it started, how this COVID situation started in my house, and how it finally ended up in the episode 2. Like, lastly, what I said was that my mother was admitted at the hospital. So again, if you have not listened to the episodes 1 and 2, first listen to the episode 1 and 2, then come to episode number 3, so that you will get a good idea, a good perspective of the story, so that there'll be a flow, you'll try to understand, and it'll be good. So now coming back, like, now it's May 3rd, my mother's admitted in the hospital, like towards evening, like 6:37. We had to pay money and she was admitted in the hospital, but I was not gone with my mother and father when my mother was admitted in the hospital, because my dad only did this admitting her procedures and everything. So because it was COVID peak time, I was advised to be at home, because by the time, like, we had our friends and relatives, you know, calling everyone, you know, both the three of us, and getting to know the information, like what's happening, and, you know, obviously more than your family members, your friends are there ever ready to help you out. That's what I literally saw, because it's not my friends. It's maybe from my side, I would have gotten emotional support, but the financial part and the physical support is all from my parents, both my parents' side. So I thought, okay, it's well and fine that, you know, getting the support is very important at this period of time. So from May 3rd, it was a very, very difficult time. I could still remember how I was in that situation. Like, when I knew that my mother's affected by COVID and she was had to be admitted in the hospital immediately, for me and my father, like we were looking at each other, and we started to call up our friends and doctors and everything, like, to get admission in an hospital so that she can be admitted and, you know, start the immediate treatment, because it was above 75%. So 75 and 75 above, so she's in a risk, not high risk, risk. So it's very hard. If you come under the risk pattern in this COVID thing, it's, you know, like, you are, you know, on the verge of life and death. Literally life and death. So, now coming back. So, we had to take her, and she was admitted in the hospital. And literally at home, I was crying. Not literally, I was crying. I was crying. Like, I couldn't even stop my tears, because there was not a guilt feeling or anything, a very hard feeling that, you know, you'll come, it's unexplainable. That's what I felt, literally unexplainable. Like, you know, your parent is suffering from this dreadful disease, which is, you know, curable, incurable, you know, people have died or recovered and all those stuff. So, like, for me, I started to cry. Literally, I started to cry. I was crying. Then I, like, you know, have to put myself together. And I have to be strong. This is what I learned, you know, in situations and in times where we have to be strong. We have to be strong. You know, there'll be many things to come and break your faith, your hope, your physical strength, your emotional, mental strength. There'll be many forces coming, but for me, many people told, since you are young, you could survive, you could, you know, make up this energy and everything. I told, no, it's not the matter of age. It's this hope, faith, strength, everything is common. I don't define or categorize it according to ages. Okay, it's everything which everybody has. It can be a 2-year-old kid or a 70-year-old man. I don't care. Everybody has that thing. So unless and until, because we have seen many cases, not only in COVID, in other scenarios also, people, they have gone to the gate of death and they came back. So the same thing only. I thought, okay, there's some trial, some testing is happening in our family. I think God is testing our faith, because as a Christian, I thought to myself that God is testing our faith. We have to be together. We three have to be together. And what I told before my mother left home, I told mom that we three are going to be testimonies, and we are going to tell this difficult story which happened, and how we are going to recover, and how what happened and everything to the whole world. So I wanted to keep that promise. Now my mother's no more, but I wanted to keep the promise. Even though my father, he can't do it. He can't come and talk, or he can't do it, because he's not in that state of talking about it again and again. And we are just making him to know, literally making him to come out from the situation which happened. So I wanted to keep up my word, and here's the story. Like, that's what, this is my testimony, this is what I did, and everything I already, the trailer and the episodes I've told, this is gonna be a very, very different series where there are many things you can expect and many things that you can't expect. Okay, coming back to, I think I was crying, then I was like, you know, just keeping updated, like my father was telling, okay, that, this. And soon after that, my father also started to fall ill, and for me also. So this was something which spreaded, okay. It started to spread, and day one, which is now, we have to stick from day one, now day two, 4th May, my dad has to go back to the hospital, check out on my mother, has to pay her the fees also, the remaining fees, and he also, because he was also out exposed to this virus, so he also was attacked more, and it was a bit mild. So what the doctor, our family doctor said, that better both of you, which includes my father and me, to take a COVID test. Okay, and my father, like, since it was, we calculated this and we knew that it's not going to show up in the swab test, so we had to take dad for a CT scan. In that, his forum, it's positive and it was mild. So okay, they are like, he went to the doctor, did all those stuffs, you know, taking up the medications and everything, and he came back and he was a bit normal, but he was restless, because, you know, the wife is in the hospital admitted and the son is here alone and he's alone. So we all see the mind, how the mind should work. It's very hard, literally very hard, you know, that people can tell 100 or not things, but this suffering which we went through, like, I hope and I pray for everyone that nobody should go through this suffering, because this was the very, very hardest and toughest times in our lives. Literally what I say is just very, very hardest times. So I'm trying to control my tears and, you know, just keep it up, because I don't want to make you guys cry, because, and make you feel low, because the story is a bit low, you know, make you low, sad and everything. But this is the hard and the sad truth which happened to us. So now, because when he started, now my father, he started to feel again ill, and he had raising temperatures, a sort of difficulty in breathing and everything. So what the doctor said, that you also have to get admitted in the hospital. So when he heard this, and his temperatures and everything started to rise. So now what happens is, it's only me in such a big house, alone, just alone. So my father's admitted in the hospital. He took an auto, he went, because we did not take any of our vehicles. Dad, he took his auto and he took an auto and he went to the hospital. He got admitted by himself, And now what happens is that my mother and father are in the same hospital. So when my mother saw this, because he was admitted next to my mother, because my mother was in the ICU and my father was also in the ICU. And when my mother saw, like, you know, you're also here, and she got agitated because she thought about me, like what Damon will do because he's alone. And she asked all the stuff, even though she had a mask, no oxygen mask also, but she asked all these questions to my dad, and like what Damon is doing, how he's doing, what about the financial part and everything. So my father told that literally, no, don't worry, everything is well and fine, Damon is in safe hands, you know, Damon is in safe hands, and they are taking care of him, and we have sufficient and enough money that we could pay, because by the time, like, all of our relatives, my dad's brothers and everybody started to help us out financially, because we had to have money, like it was an enormous amount of money. So here again, I'm just warning you guys, because I knew that I'm affected by COVID, but this variant which affected me was not too strong enough to settle in my body. And as the doctor said, they told to take a test. No, they told me to take a test, but I was not willing to take a test. And here again, that's what, okay, if you are tested COVID positive or anything, you know, definitely if you feel that you are affected by COVID or anything, you know, definitely you go and take your test. It can be swab test or any test. Why? Because what I'm saying is, I did not do the wrong thing, because I knew I'm affected by COVID, but I was afraid that I should also not end up in the hospital because it was peak time. Literally, I was afraid, that's all. I was afraid I also should not end up in the hospital, because my father and mother, what they'll think, because I knew that I'm not too, it's like for me very mild, very very mild. And what are the medications I took is, during that time they told vitamin C, like, you know, lemon orange is very good because it will give you more immunity. Next is zinc capsules, zinc tablets. I took up zinc tablets also. And daily, what was my, like, you know, drinking water was, I used to take a deksha or a big sort of dish where we can, you know, warm up the water. What I used to add is that betel leaves, okay, that what they say it in Tamil is vetalela. So betel leaves, tulasi leaves, omavalli leaves. So these three leaves we took, and pepper pods. So with these four ingredients, I used to just boil it up, put a dot of turmeric powder, and I used to boil it up like anything, because that is useful for our for the thing which removes your cold, your tiredness, your fever or anything. That was one of the best ingredients. So this is what I followed. Then three times a day I used to take a good inhaler. You know, you have to boil the water, use Vicks or any herb leaves which refreshes you and refreshes your breathing tract part. That's very 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 important, because, you know, these viruses will be inside your breathing tract, so it'll be inside, you know, we are in the same house, you know, this virus will be rounding everywhere. So we have to do this inhaling part, which is very important, which I considered as a very strong and effective method. So this method is what I followed at home, especially for this very very mild, you know, literally mild symptoms of COVID-19, not for the mild and, you know, risky part and the heaviest part. You should not be at home. You have to go and make yourself admit in the hospital and take care of yourself. So this is what I followed, because I was very mild, I knew, and I did not develop any breathing issues. So by that time, everything, we were, you know, they were taking care of myself, then my dad and my mom, because we had to do all those stuffs, and, you know, relations calling, just, you know, getting the information, like, how am I doing, and my father and mother doing, because my mother was in a bit of a critical position. So this was happening for 3, 4, 5, on May 5th, 6th, I think 60, you got admitted in the hospital. 7, 8, the days were running, the same procedure I was taking. And the best part is that I was going through my semester examinations for my undergraduate degree. My last semester examinations was going through online. And it was the very, very, very difficult part in my life, writing exams, me having COVID. But even though my college principal, he gave me exemption, like, you know, you can do your exams later on, but I told I'll do my best. How much I can do, I'll do my best. And I gave out my best in those exams. Yes, and with this we stop on this part and we'll be continuing in episode number 4, which is going to be quite different and, you know, emotional one. So until then, it's your DJ signing off from this episode, and I'll be coming back with a new episode later. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.